Chapter 14. Where is my money? Words. Angry. Approached. Arrived. Asked. Be shocked. Block. Cab. Came. Carried. Sell. Checked. Chest. Cleaners. Closed. Clothes. Decided. Dirty. Done. Driver. Dry. Easy. Eaten. Enough. Fell. Fly. Grabbed. Had. Handcuffed. Hire. Jail. Jail cell. New. Knocked. Leg. Listen. Looked. Made. Mistake. Moved. Neatly. Ordinary. Park. Picked up. Pointed. Porter. Pulled. Purse. Radio. Raised. Ran. Realized. Replied. Rise. Rob. Sat. Shouted. Smiled. Smoke. Sniffed. Stake. Stood. Stopped. Stunned. Taser. Think. Thought. Tip. Traffic. Transported. Vagabond. Van. Walked. Wallet. Went. Which. Yelled. Where is my money? Lisa Pandora arrived in another town by bus. She came to the hotel Karma and went up to the second floor. Lisa came up to the door of room number 10 and stopped. She gave the porter a tip and he left. Lisa came close to the door, then took a taser out of her purse and put it in her pocket. She knocked on the door. John Vega opened the door. He quickly went out to the corridor, took the suitcases, and carried them into the room. Lisa also went into the room and closed the door. Did everything go well? Is Roast still waiting outside the bathroom? John Vega smiled. Everything went okay. I think that Roast has already gone home. His vacation is over, Pandora replied. John Vega put the suitcases on the floor and opened them. Packs of money lay neatly in the suitcase. There is enough money here to hire 200 soldiers. Now we can fly to North Africa. He picked up one pack and opened it. Ordinary paper fell to the floor. What is this? John Vega opened another pack. In it, there was also regular paper. Pandora was shocked. You switched the suitcases, she shouted at Vega. John Vega's face was red and angry. He went up to Pandora and shouted at her, Where is my money? Give me my money! He grabbed her by the hair and hit her on the head with a suitcase. Give me my money! He shouted. Pandora fell to the floor. She stunned Vega in the leg with her taser. He fell to the floor. Pandora stunned him again and again with her taser. Here's your money, you idiot! Here's some more, and here's more! Pandora stunned Vega again and again in the face and chest. Smoke began to rise from John Vega. He lay on the floor and no longer moved. Then Pandora walked to the suitcases. She looked at the paper. Only Peter Ashur could have done this. Only he knew about the money. She took her purse and looked at Vega. He lay with his eyes closed. Smoke was still rising from him. Pandora took the passport and wallet out of his pocket and put them in her purse. She left the room and quickly walked to the elevator. After about 10 minutes, Vega opened his eyes. He looked around. Then he slowly got up and sat on a chair. He realized that his wallet and passport were gone. I will kill you, Pandora, he shouted. Vega pulled a gun out of his pocket and checked it. Then he put it back in his pocket and left the room. He went outside and looked around. He didn't know what to do next. He couldn't go back home because the police was looking for him. Without money and without a passport, he was now like a vagabond. He walked down the street, thinking what to do. The money was gone. Back home, the police was looking for him. Everything was lost. Now he was even ready to rob a store or bank. A van was stopped at the traffic lights. He realized that it was a bank's van, which transported money. He walked by slowly, looking at the driver. The window of the driver's cab was open. In the cab were a few bags. The driver was smoking and listening to the radio. Vega looked around, then pulled out his gun and walked up to the van. "Give me the bag!" he yelled and pointed the gun at the driver. The driver looked at the gun. Then he looked around, picked up a bag, and gave it to Vega. "Sit still!" Vega shouted and ran away. He ran 3 or 4 blocks. Then he ran into a park and sat under a tree. He was very happy. To rob? That's so easy. He opened the bag and pulled something out. It wasn't money. These were some kind of dirty, smelly clothes. He threw the bag on the ground. He realized that he had robbed a dry cleaner's van. He made another mistake. Vega decided to return to the hotel. "Hands up!" Behind him stood 2 policemen. They pointed their guns on him. Vega raised his hands, and they handcuffed him. The police took him to the local jail. There were a few other people in the jail cell. One of them approached him and sniffed his clothes. "Did you eat a steak?" he asked. "Do you have some left? I haven't eaten in 2 days." "I'll kill you, Pandora," John Vega thought. "And you, Peter Assure, I'll kill you too." New vocabulary review. Is it Thursday or Friday today? It is Thursday today. Do you know what time is it? I will check my phone. It's 4:10. Thank you. By the way, is it windy outside? It is cold, but it isn't windy outside. "I was robbed." "Who robbed you?" "This dirty bum robbed me." "How did he do it?" "He pulled the wallet out of my pocket." "What was in your wallet?" "My passport and money." "Why is there smoke coming out of this dirty bum's head?" "I stunned him with a taser." "Give me some water, please." "There isn't any water." "Then give me some juice, please." "There isn't any juice either." "Give me a steak." "There is no steak." "Would you like to smoke or drink some wine? Or maybe you would like to listen to the radio?" "No, some other time. You have a wonderful cafe." "Thank you. Everyone says so, and we are very pleased." "I'm shocked." "What happened?" "My computer keeps making mistakes." "What kind of mistakes does your computer make?" "It is always wrong, and it takes a long time to think." "Interesting. What is your computer thinking about?" "I'm also interested. What a strange computer." "Do I have a nice chest?" "Yes, but why is it dirty?" "It isn't dirty. That's a tattoo." "Let me get a better look." "Is the hotel hiring new staff?" "Yes, this hotel needs staff for room cleaning." "Do they also need a cook?" "Yes, they also need a cook." "Are you neat?" "Yes, I'm very neat." "What can you cook?" "I can cook an ordinary pizza." "Is that all?" "I can cook an unusual pizza too, and I do it neatly." "Whose clothes are these?" "These are a young woman's clothes." "And where is the young woman herself?" "She is in the sea." "I am a porter from the hotel. Tell her that I'll take her purse and clothes to her room."
"Ah!"
"What happened?"
"Something stunned me."
"It's a taser. The young woman left it under her clothes." "Whose passport is this?" "This is my passport, Mr. Customs Officer." "Whose box is this?" "This box belongs to that young man. He asked me to carry it through customs." "What's in the box?" Newspapers and a radio, Mr. Customs Officer. Are you sure? That's what he told me. Let's open it together and check. Let's. What are these pills and guns? I don't know, Mr. Customs Officer. You have to ask that young man. Young man, are these your pills and guns? Of course not. Can I go now, Mr. Customs Officer? Yes, go. This police officer will take you where you need to go. Why were you transporting pills and guns? A young man asked me to do so, Mr. Policeman. Did he give you money for it? No, he just asked. He said that there were newspapers and a radio. Why did you agree? Probably because I am a kind idiot.